Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
World leaders are wrapping up talks as South Africa's historic G20 presidency in Johannesburg comes to a close. President Cyril Ramaphosa will make his final address to leaders at the country's closing ceremony, which is due to get underway shortly. NewsWatch's Nashira Sudhyal is at the Nasrec Expo Centre and filed this report.
From breaking tradition and adopting the leaders' declaration by consensus at the beginning of the summit to bilateral engagements and discussions on how to help the poorest countries, all underscoring what many are calling a highly successful Africa-driven presidency. This despite a diplomatic fallout with the Trump administration, the U.S. boycotted the summit and cautioned against any joint declaration in its absence, a warning the rest of the G20 chose to ignore. Minister and the presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni, stressed that South Africa's relationship with the U.S. remains intact.
The declaration that has been adopted is the declaration of the G20 leaders. It's not a declaration of one country over the other.
There will be no formal onstage handover to the United States, the next country to assume the G20 presidency. Instead, the transition will take place later this week at the Durco offices.
Will remain part of the troika of the G20 and will make sure that the South African voice will be there. If they don't want us to participate, they'll have to tell the 19 other members of the G20.
At the same time, the Border Management Authority says it's now managing the coordinated departure of attendees with a rollout expected over the next 24 to 48 hours. Nushera Sudhyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, reporting from the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg.
Meanwhile, International Relations and Cooperation Minister Ronald Lamola says the G20 declaration will impact everyone around the world.
The leaders have adopted a declaration which is very clear in terms of the Global South, in terms of the issues impacting the continent, the framework on critical minerals, beneficiation at source in the African continent, endowed by 30% of the global minerals that are going to power artificial intelligence, are going to power green economies. They are here in this continent.
And back home, two men have been killed in a crash in Verulam, north of Durban. It's understood the driver lost control of his vehicle in the Hazelmere area this morning. KZN VIP medic spokesperson Gareth Naidu says the car veered off a bridge and plunged into a river. He says a woman is in a critical condition.
The vehicle then became submerged and all patients were entrapped in the vehicle. KZN VIP medics worked together with other emergency services to extricate the patients before taking them to an awaiting KZN VIP ambulance. The patient was then stabilized and then transported to a nearby medical facility for further medical assessment. The scene remains active as all emergency services are still in attendance.
And Singapore has deported an Australian man for rushing film star Ariana Grande during the Asian premiere of Wicked for Good. Johnson Nguyen has been sent back to Australia and has been barred from re-entering Singapore. On the opening night of the Wicked sequel earlier this month, Nguyen jumped a barricade and put his arm around Grande. He was arrested hours later and subsequently charged with being a public nuisance. Last week, a court sentenced Nguyen to 9 days in jail. On the weather front back home, most parts of KZN except the southeast and northeast are under a yellow level 4 severe thunderstorm warning today, while southeastern KZN is under an orange level 5 alert. The storms are accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail. The Weather Office has also issued an advisory for extremely uncomfortable conditions over the extreme northeastern parts of KZN today. And tomorrow, expect afternoon showers and thunder showers. Durban's reaching a high of 23 degrees. Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle, 18. Ladysmith and Moira River, 19. Richards Bay, 24. Ulundi, 20. Margate, 22. And 15 for Kokstad and the Berg. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 metres at the Durban beach, with sunrise at 11 minutes to 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.